My name is Teresa Morrissey and I am the IFA Aquaculture Executive with the Irish Farmers Association, representing Irish aquaculture producers all around the coast of Ireland. IFA Aquaculture was recently invited by Minister Charlie McConnellogue to participate in the newly established Seafood Sector Task Force. The inclusion of IFA Aquaculture in the recently convened Seafood Task Force provides an opportunity for Irish aquaculture to contribute to initiatives and developmental strategies to strengthen and enhance coastal communities dependent on the seafood industry, and to build a platform for meaningful development of a sustainable Irish aquaculture industry. The Irish aquaculture sector has been severely impacted by Brexit due to delays in logistics and transport, and additional paperwork for UK customs for seafood product and trade travelling via the UK land bridge. Additional costs have also emerged as a result of Brexit, with expected additional costs in transport and logistics and unclarified costs in the form of veterinary certification and inspections upon entry into the UK as a third country. IFA is continuing to seek immediate clarity from UK customs and also from state agencies here regarding proposed costs and fees for companies trading with Great Britain customers that could be hit with extraordinary costs for inspection fees per consignment entering Great Britain on a daily basis from the 1st of October next. The six-month extension by the UK of the introduction of new import controls on agri-food and other products, including seafood, from Ireland and other EU countries is of course very welcome and provides some breathing space for the moment. However, without this six-month extension from the 1st of April to the 1st of October, Irish aquaculture producers exporting to Great Britain were facing a substantial ramping up of the regulatory burden on trade, with new SPS controls on virtually all food exports to Great Britain involving Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine issuing of an additional 5,000 health certificates per week, which represents a tenfold increase. These controls will not now apply until the 1st of October 2021, which gives exporters, including Irish aquaculture producers, 6 months extra time to meet the new requirements. This and many other Brexit-related issues affecting Irish aquaculture producers is what IFA will bring to the table for discussion as part of the Seafood Task Force, along with what solutions the Irish aquaculture sector can bring in terms of employment opportunities, development of coastal communities and future initiatives to ensure viability in these parts of the country. IFA look forward to working with the members of the Seafood Task Force over the next few months in an effort to secure the best possible outcome for Irish aquaculture producers from the recommended initiatives that will be made to the Minister to support our seafood sector and coastal communities, in particular securing a fair share for Irish aquaculture producers from the Brexit Adjustment Reserve Fund.